We spend a lifetime getting ready for the day we retire. When we come back, we'll talk about some things to consider before you decide to call it a career.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge, as always, Andy Feldman. Andy is a certified financial planner, 30 years in the business, so much more than that. Hi, Andy. How's it going?
It's going okay, Steve. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you. And yeah, things to do before you say, I'm done. Because you say it too soon, and you could find yourself in a little bit of trouble.
From a
monetary standpoint. But it is amazing when you look at the numbers, 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. Holy cow, you got your work cut out for you, Andy.
Yeah, well, that's right. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there, so hopefully we'll be talking to some of them.
Absolutely. So, I mean, so when we decide to call it a career, so we're talking about things to do before we do that, and that is if a lot of folks, I know friends of mine, you know, very young, well, I'm just going to work until I'm, you know, 70, 75. It doesn't always work out that way, does it?
No, it doesn't, Steve. You know, many baby boomers, you know, like us, they have every intention of staying on the job beyond age 65, either because, you know, we want to or we have to or we want to max out our Social Security checks. But, you know, that plan could backfire, you know, the old saying, best laid plans. So, you know, there's another stat. Regarding this, 53% of workers expect to work beyond age 65 to make ends meet, according to the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. But you can't always count on being able to do that. You know, a lot of things obviously can happen that are unexpected. People get injured or get sick, especially with what's going on, you know, today, unfortunately, with the pandemic. And so things like that can throw a monkey wrench into people's plans. So more than half of today's workers plan to continue working in retirement. Just one in five Americans aged 65 and over are actually working, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. So
wait a minute. Only one in five over 65 are working.
That's right.
That seems low to me. Has that been your experience, do you think?
Yeah, it seems that way to me also, but that's a national number.
Sure, I get it.
So like you said, a lot of people expect to. You know, I expect to be working, hopefully, you know, quite a few more years, but
sure.
you never know what the future brings. So it's really, really important to have the proper plan in place.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the thing that we need to do is to make sure that we're saving and don't put it off any longer. And I think that's probably the number one regret of most people that are getting close to retirement. Wish I would have started earlier.
Yeah, that sure is. You know, but according to a survey by Bankrate, that's the single biggest financial regret of Americans was waiting too long to start saving for retirement. And one of the reasons is, look, I talk to people of all ages, and a lot of people in their 20s and 30s just can't visualize being 65 or 70 or 75 years old and retiring.
Right. Oh, no, I get that.
They put it off. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think back to when I was in my 20s, this was not, you know, I was thinking my grandparents at that point. That was a long way off. Whew,
not so much. And, yeah, well, we all find out that it goes quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the planning, like I said, getting started really early is important. And, you know, not surprisingly, respondents 50 and older express this regret at a much higher rate than younger ones because, you know, all of a sudden you wake up and you're 50 and you haven't really saved enough money. And a lot of people feel that way.
Sure. And, you know, again, we talk about Social Security and when to claim and how important that decision is. But a lot of people, it seems, just claim at 62 because they can without any rhyme or reason to it. And that could be a really big mistake.
Yeah, that's true, Steve. A lot of people just end up taking that. Some people think it won't be around, but, you know, it's based on payroll taxes. So as long as we're still paying payroll taxes, most of, you know, or all the benefits should be there. But even though you're entitled to take benefits at 62, you might want to wait if you can afford it. You know, many advisors recommend holding off at least until your full retirement age, which is 67 if you're born after 1959. So to wait until then before taking your Social Security, and, you know, waiting until 70 is even better if you can. You know, there are exceptions, but one of the things we do is we help give you options, and we sit down with people and they bring in their their Social Security benefits, which you can get from ssa.gov.gov, and just go on there, you know, bring it with you when you come meet with us.
Well, and the thing is claiming Social Security is one of the biggest decisions you're going to make about retirement, and especially if you're married and you're a couple and there's any age difference at all, then there are all kinds of strategies that you can help us see and make the right choice for us.
That's right. That's right, Steve. You know, there's different claiming strategies, and it's a very important decision that you want to, you know, put a lot of time and planning into. So again, that's one of the things that, you know, we talk to people a lot about, and you know, we talk about it on the show, I think almost every week.
Of course.
So yeah, very, very, very important.
Well, and one of the things too that we know as we get older, we should, you know, cut back on the risk, but does that mean we need to get out of the market altogether?
No, it doesn't. You know, staying away from stocks because they seem too risky could be a big mistake that many people make when they're saving for retirement. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs, obviously, in the market. But since 1926, stocks have returned an average about 10% a year. And, you know, bonds, CDs, bank accounts aren't even close to that, especially today. We're in a very low interest rate environment, and that's expected to stay that way for the foreseeable future. So again, I've worked with people in their 80s and 90s that still have a stock allocation. It might not be a lot, but it's probably, you know, 5, 10, 15%, you know, depending on the person, some even a little higher, because it's just very hard to keep up with things if you're all, you know, an all fixed income type of investments.
Right. And again, and the way that you put the plan together is, you know, the money that's in the market isn't money that you need today or tomorrow. That's money that you need later on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's, again, it's staying away, going into all, you know, one asset class like bonds or CDs or things like that, or, you know, probably not going to yield enough money. But again, there's also, you know, there's risk and then there's managed risk. So if the risk is being managed properly, you'll be okay. It's
right
when you're very haphazard and all over the place with no rhyme or reason to the plan. That's when you could, you know, start getting in trouble.
Absolutely. And, you know, the elephant in the room today is long-term care. I mean, we're living a lot longer. A lot of us are going to be affected one way or the other by that.
Yeah, that's right. Again, everyone's worried about outliving their money because, like you said, people are living so much longer. You know, is, you know, 90 is the new 80. That's what
yeah,
they say.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
So, you know, it's really important to get exercise, have a good diet, get regular medical checkups. But, you know, even the healthiest of people can get sick and be out, you know, a serious illness could take its toll on you as you get older. So it's very important to look into these things. And one of the areas that we work with people on is long-term care insurance, and there's all different types. The industry has changed a lot. A lot of the insurance carriers that were in it years ago are not any longer. So there are less players, but there's also some different types of plans or policies right now. There's a traditional long-term care, which is a standalone policy that pays you after a certain amount of days, usually 90 days if you're on claim, and pays up to 5 years. Years ago, there used to be lifetime benefits, but now it's 5 years. The average length of care average in the country is 3.2 years for a nursing home or assisted living facility.
Well, and again, but that's a lot of money to pay for, you know, 2 years or 3 years.
Yeah, well, also, that's right. And now they have what they call hybrid plans, which combine long-term care policies with life insurance policies, because the premise is that if you end up not using it, someone will get, you know, the beneficiary will get the death benefit.
Of course.
So that this is an area that's it's very involved, and I strongly recommend, you know, you come in and you sit down, you know, give us a call at 866-646-2677, and we can work out a plan for you. And we look at all the different types.
Right. And again,
the
insurance industry really has risen to the occasion and makes this pretty appealing for a lot of folks and really helps them along the way.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of the things we've been doing, we're working with a couple right now who was wondering how to pay for this, how to pay for the long-term care insurance. And, you know, doing after doing some, investigating, they realized they had some money sitting in a CD earning nothing. So we ended up putting that in another vehicle that would generate an income and pay for the long-term care premium.
Right. And folks, I'll tell you what, if this is something that appeals to you, if you'd like to learn more, now'd be a great time to give Andy a call, set up a time to, you know, have that conversation.
Yeah, Steve, you know, it all comes down to the fact that the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit all together. So give us a call right now. Schedule that initial no-cost consultation. We'll talk you through the different financial puzzle pieces that you need to consider. For instance, Social Security. So at what specific age should you start taking your Social Security benefit that will maximize your retirement income to the fullest? Fees. How much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current financial plan? We'll run what we call a forensic fee analysis to uncover any hidden fees or charges that you may not have known you were paying. And finally, an income plan. So do you have an income plan in place to make sure you aren't in danger of running out of money if you end up living, say, 30 or more years in retirement? And if you call during the show, not only will you get the complete financial review and second opinion package that we've seen others charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get a copy of the brand new guide that we've just released for our radio listeners called the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. And we'll provide you with an 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows and explains when and why is the best time for you to take your Social Security and maximize your income benefits.
Now's the time to make that call. It's 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. You will see where you are today, of course, but most importantly, you'll end up with that roadmap that can really help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. Again, that's 866-646-BOSS.
The closer we get to retirement, the more we need to make sure our plan is helping to keep our money safe. When we come back, some ideas and strategies that could help us do just that.
Hi, we're back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Andy Feldman here, as always, to help us take charge of our money. And Andy, you've got, you know, 30 years in the business. You're a certified financial planner. And, you know, you've seen a few people retire. You've helped a lot of people retire and continue to do that. And so if anybody's got any strategies on getting there safely, it would be you.
Yeah, I know. I've been around. I've done a lot of plans, Steve. And, you know, it's nice now to see, you know, the fruits of my labor, so to speak, be utilized. So we have a lot of clients that are now retired. And I remember starting those plans, you know, 25 years ago. And now people are, you know, out playing golf and going sailing and fishing or whatever it is they want to do. So,
absolutely.
You know, I feel like, you know, the planning, you know, helped them do that.
Well, and one of the things, I mean, today, you know, as it's been for probably, what, the last 20, 25 years, the 401k is the pretty much the retirement tool that many people have, and they build up a nice balance. But there are, you know, we need to take a look at that 401k and make sure that we are maximizing it. And so how do we make sure we do that?
Yeah, you know, that's really important, Steve. Really, you know, depends on the investments that you select within that account. Some plans have a short list of investment options, some, you know, a little bit more robust, but you have to go with what's on the menu, so to speak. So I sit down with people and help them do the proper asset allocation. And, you know, sometimes the asset allocation for the 401k is different than for their non-retirement dollars. So sometimes we're a little more aggressive in the, depending on how many years till retirement, a little more aggressive in the retirement planning because there's a lot more time to overcome, you know, ups and downs in the markets.
Sure. Well, with the 401k, I think a lot of people don't realize that they can make changes in that. They don't have to be stuck in that, target date fund forever. I mean, you could you can take a look at that and see if there's other options for us.
Oh, definitely. You know, some a lot of the fund choices are based on the market, the stock markets, which can have big returns, but also, you know, can have significant downturns. So it's really important to make sure you're allocated properly, and that all depends on your risk tolerance, your objectives, your time horizon. A lot of 401k plans also offer some conservative investment selections. You know, you mentioned the target date funds, and those are good for people that just don't want to really pay much attention to it. They want it to be on autopilot. So you pick out the year it's closest to your retirement date, and the investment firm managing the plan sets that up for you in various funds to hopefully accomplish your goals, or you can choose your own. But it's really important not to keep changing it all the time. You know,
okay.
People hear something on the TV about the markets, and they're running and changing their 401k every other week, and you definitely shouldn't do that either.
Right. And let's talk about volatility and diversification. The two kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
They do. So diversifying your assets, you know, that can help protect you from losing money in your plan, because the different asset classes are unlikely to all decline at the same time. You know, we're very, very big on diversification and asset allocation. You know, I've been doing that for a long time. I spend a lot of time on that, and it's very, very important. It's really easy to say when the markets are going up a lot, well, I should have all my money in stock funds, but, you know, up big, down bigger. So, you know, you have to resist that temptation. And we know money is a psychological thing, but you have to resist that temptation to only, you know, chase returns, you know, go into what was the big winner last year, so to speak. And hopefully, you know, that'll be this year. But rarely is what went up a lot the year before the same thing that goes up the next year or same sector.
Of course.
So, definitely, you know, you want to spread your money across bond funds, international, maybe some alternatives like real estate and currencies and things of that nature.
So you said a moment ago about, you know, target date funds, and you don't have to really think about it too much. The beauty of working with someone like you is you teach us, right? Because you're all about education. And again, I think the more we know, the more we're going to get involved in this and kind of get excited about getting ready for retirement.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one of the good things, you know, I think to do is to, you know, when you figure out how much you can afford to put into the 401k, especially you want to, if the company matches, you want to put in at least that amount to get that match, is look at a, you know, time value of money projection, which shows the future value if at an assumed interest rate or earnings rate of what you'll have down the road. And I think that can get people really excited, because that's your goal. You know, you want to set goals, and there's an old saying, be careful about the goals you set, because you probably won't exceed them.
Very well said. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's getting into volatility and diversification. And we have to know, and this is, I mean, obviously common sense says the older we get, the less risk we should have, but we still need to have some risk no matter our age.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we talked about that on an earlier show. Some people, you know, mistakenly feel, in my opinion, that if they're, you know, 65, 70, 75, they should be completely out of the stock market. And I don't agree with that. You should have something invested in that. And, you know, usually, you know, the younger you are, you could take on, you'll be more aggressive, take on more risk, because again, there's a lot more time to overcome any downturns. So, you know, as you get older, you do want to shift some money into more fixed income investments like bonds, which are less volatile, but still have some percentage in the stock equity markets, or
sure,
stock markets.
And again, but that's the kind of thing where you can help us. You essentially sort of look over our shoulder and make sure that we're headed in the right direction and make sure that risk is still under control. But, you know, we're taking measured risk, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. You're measuring at risk. You're managing the risk. And, you know, another thing that some people do and aren't that aware of is they put too much money in company stock in their 401k.
Oh, sure. Easy to
and
do.
Yeah. So, you know, remember Enron? That didn't work
yes.
out too well. So, but so, and that was a big lesson to a lot of people. So again, just like with any other asset class, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. You want to have it spread out.
So let's talk about this, the non-hardship withdrawal of your 401k, because if you're over 59 and a half, you can really help us escalate that, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're working and you're over 59 and a half and you're in a 401k, if the plan allows it, you can roll it over to your own IRA without a penalty or without it affecting the current plan. So in other words, you could roll it over to your own IRA and still contribute to the 401k. And, you know, this will give you more control, more investment options, more flexibility. There's just a lot more available to you, if we managed an IRA for you. And we could also look into, like I said, other asset classes. I mean, I've seen 401k lineups with, you know, one mid-cap growth fund, you know, and one small-cap growth fund. So some of them really are kind of sparse.
Yeah, I guess so. And yeah. So, but the non-hardship withdrawal is an opportunity to take that money from that 401k, get it into an IRA where there are, you know, a wealth of choices, way more than are in the 401k.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people also get confused that with the titling of accounts. Sometimes they think that, you know, people sometimes think that an IRA means, oh, I could just have it in a bank account, but you could invest an IRA in just about anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so as we look at this and, we're getting close to retirement and we want to make sure that we've got the right amount of money. And sometimes you have to, you got to have tough love and say, probably might be better if you work a little longer.
Yeah, that's right. Early retirement sounds good. One way to reduce your risk of running out of money, though, is to work longer, and then you do that, those retirement plan calculations and see what you need to do. And, it's also, of course, important to that you have other than Social Security, you have a retirement plan, you have your own accounts, you maybe hopefully have, and also the Social Security. So there's different buckets. If you work another few years and stash away half your salary, you'll solidify your savings and definitely have fewer years of retirement to pay for. Because remember, a lot of people, we talked about this on another show, living longer. So if you retire at 62 or 63, that could be, 30 plus years that you have to account for. Right.
Right. Yeah, and that's a big chunk of time. And so here's the thing. What we've been talking about in this segment is how to make sure your retirement savings are safe and that they continue to grow. And if that's something that appeals to you folks, I would say now's the time to give Andy a call, get on the calendar, and have that conversation.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. It all comes down to the fact that the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit together. So give us a call right now. Schedule that initial no-cost consultation. We'll talk you through the different financial puzzle pieces that you need to consider. For example, Social Security. So at what specific age should you start taking your Social Security benefit that will maximize your retirement income to the fullest? Fees. How much are you paying now in fees and commissions with your current financial plan? We'll run what we call a forensic fee analysis to uncover any hidden fees or charges that you may not have known you were paying. And finally, an income plan. Do you have an income plan in place to make sure you aren't in danger of running out of money if you end up living, say, 30 or more years in retirement? And if you call during the show, not only will you get the complete financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get a copy of the brand new guide that we've just released for our radio listeners called the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide, and will provide you with an 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows and explains when and why is the best time for you to take your Social Security and maximize your income benefit.
Hey, that sounds fantastic, Andy. And folks, here it is. It's a great opportunity to sit down with Andy and put that financial roadmap together. Let him translate for you a lot of complex financial world, whether it's Social Security claiming, maybe it's the non-hardship withdrawal. All of that can get pretty complicated. Andy's there for you to help smooth it out, make it clear, make it easy to understand. 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. And when you walk out the door, you'll have in your hand that roadmap, that guide that can really help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-2677. Boss. Andy, as always, a pleasure to be here, and always informative and good information.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It was a great show today. Really enjoyed it.
And again, we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it. And we'll be back next week on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.